This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
The volume of the crash was so loud that it sounded like he must have been doing some speed, and on a roundabout, you generally go slower, so it seemed to be like it was probably intentional.
Donovan Parsons of London, an eyewitness to the near tragedy of a car crashing into barriers outside the Houses of Parliament. Police in London have arrested a man on suspicion of terrorism after he drove his car into a group of pedestrians and cyclists, causing three injuries. London Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu told reporters that the suspect is not cooperating with police as they try to establish both the man's identity and motive.
The man is in his late 20s and he's been arrested on suspicion of terrorism offences and has been taken to a South London police station where he remains in custody.
Avi Dusaraom is a London commuter who travels to work through the area.
So, I mean, clearly it's unsettling. You know, I mean, these kind of incidents are happening ever more frequently, but I guess we have to look at the rest of the world as well, you know, and, it's not the first time.
The suspect does not appear to be someone who was previously known to British counter-terror or intelligence agencies. Italian authorities say at least 35 people were killed when a bridge carrying vehicles partially collapsed in the northern port city of Genoa Tuesday during an intense storm. Transport Minister Danilo Toninelli said he was following with great apprehension what seems like an immense tragedy. An eyewitness told Sky Italia Television he saw 8 or 9 vehicles on the bridge when it crumbled in what he described as an apocalyptic scene. Taliban militants have seized control of an army base in northern Afghanistan, killing and capturing dozens of government soldiers. The fall of Camp Chania in Faryab province late Monday followed 2 days of intense fighting. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee Agency says nearly 2,000 members of a persecuted ethnic minority group in Libya fled a displaced persons camp last week after raids by local militias. The agency says the Tuareg are now dispersed in a precarious state throughout the country. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says the entire population of the IDP settlement in Tripoli was forcibly evicted following 3 nights of indiscriminate raids. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says 94 residents were arbitrarily arrested by local militia. He says some women and girls were threatened with rape.
The IDPs had to flee their homes at short notice, taking only a few belongings with them. The IDPs are now dispersed, living in various areas in which they have relatives or acquaintances.
The Tuareg are descendants of black-skinned African slaves. Their treatment under deposed dictator Muammar Gaddafi was better than under previous regimes. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Last December, the internationally backed government in Tripoli announced a plan that would allow the Tuareg to go back to their homes in February. However, they were prevented from doing so by a local militia. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa on Monday called for national unity to rebuild the economy and put the rancor from last month's election in the past.
We however condemn MDC alliance-inspired violence post our free and fair elections.
Post-election protests left at least 6 dead following allegations of fraud. The outcome is being challenged in court. North and South Korea have agreed to hold their third summit next month in Pyongyang. No date was announced and no details on an agenda have been released. The Center for the National Interest analyst Harry Kazianis said it appears to be a way for South Korea to kickstart the effort to get the North to denuclearize.
It's very clear that Washington and Pyongyang are basically on two very opposite ends of the spectrum. And I think what South Korea is trying to do here is trying to bridge the gap. I don't know if that's going to happen, but we're going to find out pretty soon.
The two Koreas have also discussed a peace declaration to officially end the Korean War, as well as joint economic projects. Tunisia's president Monday proposed giving women equal inheritance rights. Currently, male heirs receive double the assets given females. The issue has sparked protests for and against any change to Islamic law. In Yemen, thousands of mourners buried dozens of children killed in an airstrike on a bus on Thursday. According to the International Red Cross, at least 29 children were killed as the bus drove through the Houthi rebel-held town of Dayan. Houthi rebels said the death toll was 51, including 40 children. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.